Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Maurer. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The left fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting fourth. The DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darwin throws the ball into Yount, who tags Yastrzemski trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Yount reaches second base with a double. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron takes first base on ball four. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Moore reaches second base with a double. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Doyle reaches second base with a double. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin bunts towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. Doyle moves to third. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aaron hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 0 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doyle moves to second. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Blackwell now catching. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn throws the ball into Griffin, who tags Garcia trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aaron is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp now playing left field. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Into left field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doyle. The throw from Moore and he is out, Garcia applying the tag. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Blackwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Burleson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Rick Austin now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice is walked intentionally. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Money hits a line drive into center field. Lynn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lynn. Money moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa pinch hits for Bill Sharp. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Doyle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kurt Bevakwa now playing first base. Bobby Darwin now playing left field. Sixto Lescano now playing right field. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackwell strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans pinch hits for Denny Doyle. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Bob Heisa pinch runs for Dwight Evans. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Carbo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Heisa now playing third base. Rick Miller now playing left field. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Tom Murphy pinch runs for Hank Aaron. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 3 in the game. Darwin bunts towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Griffin covering, for the out. Murphy moves to second. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Murphy scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Diego Segui now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bevakwa fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 4 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lynn. The throw from Moore and he is out, Yount applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lescano hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Money hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bevakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Bevacqua hits a line drive into center field. Lynn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lynn. Yount goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.